Welcome back to the Wealthy Women Radio Broadcast. We were talking about, just before the break, Stillwater Conversations, for those of you that may be just tuning in. And we just briefly was discussing different things that a state of mind, our state of mind can be in. And we talked about having a weighted mind, being confused in the mind, which causes the lack of direction, being depressed, which causes us to function below the surface, and also to be worried, which causes self-torment and unpeaceful thoughts. And we also stopped at how these things can be like waters that are raging out of control, and it has the potential to destroy one's future and kill killer of dreams. But you know, I'm convinced that there is a word from the Lord. He has words of encouragement. He has words of direction and inspiration. But how can we hear when there's so much noise around us? We have all kind of noises around us, and God is trying to quiet those noises. He wants us to quiet those noises. For instance, we have work noise. So much going on the job. You have deadlines, worrying about getting to work on time, getting back from lunch on time. You have meetings. You have even dealing with office gossip, because it does happen in the workplace. So you have all kind of noises, trying to get a promotion on in the workplace. And there's a lot of things going on just from your employment and that type of work noise. Some things just have to be quieted down. We have family noise. We have to cook. We have to clean. The children get sick. The husband may need attending. There's a family member that may be going through something. Maybe you are the rock in your family and someone is always calling you. You have to be here. You have to be there. They keep pulling on you. There's all kind of noises that go on in the family. There's noises of people don't get along with each other. Maybe you're the peacemaker. There are a lot of things that go on in the family that causes noise to come out of that. Some of us are engaged in ministry. We have speaking engagements. We have outreaches that we do. We are leaders in our church. We may go and help the community in several different areas. And we find ourselves always busy, 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 finding something to do. All of these things are good. Work is good. Family is good. Ministry, of course, is good. Doing the will of the Lord, it is also good. Lastly, I want to tap into, because there's many things that produces noise in our lives. But the last thing that I want to talk about is social media noise. Being addicted to social media, always on social media. We want to quiet that noise. Always want to be in the know. You know, and when we deal with social media so much, it takes up our time. You have to watch how much time is it actually taking up. How much time is our work taking up that we have to prepare for? How much time is our family taking up? How much time from our communication with God, that is to say, is the ministry taking up, the things that we do? How much time is that actually taken away from us when it comes down to our relationship with the Lord, and when it comes down to us pursuing those things that we said that God has in store for us? There are a lot of promises. You know, we talk about different promises that the Lord has given us. He's going to take us here. He's going to expand us there. He's going to enlarge our territory. And all of that is great, is wonderful. Thank God for the promises. Thank God for that. But we will never get to those places if we don't quiet the noise in our life so we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. So, you know, it comes a time where we just have to simply silence the noise. You know, this is true, but oftentimes we don't do it because we think that we're either going to miss something or that we are so needed that people cannot even do without us. Well, guess what? Sometime you will miss things. But is it more important than getting someplace and getting some direction so you can continue on? You know, people will always need you. Do you not know that? People will always pull. As long as you allow people to keep pulling on you and you are making yourself 100% available all the time, people will always pull on you when they know that you're always available. So when we had started off at the beginning of the scripture of Psalm, the 23rd chapter, we again, let's just kind of read that again. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what the Lord is really trying to do? He's trying to give us a quiet place of contentment. He wants to quiet our minds. He wants our minds to have contentment. He makes us, the word says, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. In other words, he makes us to rest in a flourishing place full of nutrients and comfort. You know, at the beginning when I talked about how I just had some a good, restful, relaxing vacation, how important it is to unplug and to be able to hear what the next direction is, to be able to hear what is the Lord actually saying to my spirit without people always having your ears. I think it's time to start giving the Lord your ears. Let him start speaking into you. And sometimes we just need to be quiet. Don't ask him for anything. I know you have a long laundry list. I know you have a lot of things that you want the Lord to do for you. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and listen, because he says he leads us beside the still water. In other words, he stops the raging. He stops the movement. He's saying, stop and be still and listen sometime. I know that you are important in your church. I know that you are important in your family. You may be important on your job. You may be so important in your community, but you cannot be so important until you do not give the Lord your ear. You have to give him your ear sometime. So the still water conversation allows us to have our private time so we can hear, so we can reflect and get direction on what's next in our life. So don't ever neglect the still water conversation, because it is God's way of preparing us for some things that we may not even be able to handle right now. Oh, how important it is to get beside the still waters. To have still water conversation with God. They are priceless times, and we should never, ever neglect to have still water conversation. Listen, my time is up. I thank you for allowing yourself to become a part of this Wealthy Women Radio broadcast on this week. Until next time, be blessed, and I love you in Jesus' name.